Well, hello everyone. I think we're live. Hey there, Timmy. I think we're live now. Hopefully there's no technical issues going on here. Well, I'm sure we'll find out real quick if there is. I'm adding that now, but just getting it ready to go. What you call car trouble? LOL. Yeah, I know. I have a crazy life. I've got friends that one friend that works really late, and I've got another friend that is she's laid up and she's got some weird sleep issues. No, we're not live. Definitely tick issues. Damn it, Rice. Oh, shut up. Yeah, we'll give it a couple of minutes before we get started. Let people trickle in real quick, just to let people know. Yeah, I saw that Neil responded already, and I'm not gonna watch everything. I'm not going back and forth about this forever. I'm gonna cover this, and that's gonna be pretty much the end of the debate, as far as I'm concerned. It's kind of funny where he says the hey Ru, his whole comment. He said something to the effect, or the what was the point of this, or something like that. And Neil, like, the point of this is to show you that I can be pissed drunk and do this in my free time for fun and whoop your ass. That's the point. So, hope you got that through your head now, buddy. Oh, thanks, 757. Muchas gracias. I do my best. Oh yeah, thanks for all the continued support, Rue. You're a stud. And Nick, always, as always, muchas gracias for all your help. And I know Timmy, duh. Hey Rocky, bam, exactly what we all said. Yeah, it was pretty simple. And another thing too, I've got my kid here. Like, I try right now, he's not here, he's watching his cousins play baseball, or basketball, excuse me. So this is a good time for me to do this here sort of thing. But here we've picked up about three times as many people since we got started, so we should go here and check. No, I'm not drunk. I'm sorry. I do have a pipe sitting here that may or may not get total. Yeah, I did say that pissed drunk. I'm better than you. I mean, real, yeah. Just real fast. I didn't even know who the fuck Neil was before, like, the whole Joe Rogan, Graham Hancock, Flint Dibble debate. All right, and before that, I didn't even know. Or before I started hammering at Flint about the racism thing, and Neil reached out to me, and I mean, I'm aware of what Gnosticism is, but to me, it's just a pacifier for somebody who can't quite get off the tit of religion. It's like mommy grazed me on Christianity, and I can't possibly get rid of the idea that this Bible is somehow more than it than just a regular book. But at the same time, well, I mean, it's obviously clearly kind of silly and allegorical, so I'll just Gnosticism. Yes, the devil's the bad guy. The devil's the good guy, actually. Jesus is the bad guy. It's like that alternate theory with Neo. It's the Agent Smith is actually the one. You watched it backwards the entire time. It's like, whatever. I don't even know. I see some of you saying he's not a Gnostic. Hey, no borders. Appreciate it. Thank you. Can always use more beer money. I don't really like I don't really know anything about, like, that stuff. I mean, I don't know anything about it more than superficial, because I don't really give a shit. So when he reached out to me to ask to be on my channel and stuff, I was like, yeah, sure, that'd be fine, that'd be great. And we had our live stream and whatnot, and that was fine. It's like I was surprised when he started going after me after taking the Dave Miano class of incest and history. It's like after that he just came after me, just saying stupid stuff, like, and trying to be antagonistic. And now it's clearly like that's it, it's like I didn't watch his video at all. I just looked at the thumbnail, but clearly, like, we're going to be in the ego land here. And I don't care. We're going to be starting this one off with me talking about something I got wrong. This isn't, it's almost like I'm less concerned with my personal image than I am with actually talking about this. And in a roundabout sort of stupid way, Neil, that makes me look better than you, despite the fact that, I might be showing up here pissed drunk. I might be showing up here ripped out of my gourd. You never can tell, but what you can tell, Neil, is I'm going to own your bitch ass. You can always count on that. Make sure and put that in your video too. All right, so yeah, he's trying to be buddies with everybody. He's trying to be all like, yeah, YouTube commentator is a great name. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I really do appreciate your guys' support. It's like, this is it is pretty crazy to think that I get to get it. People watch me have internet beef. It's pretty wild. But okay, let's see. Make sure I'm where. Here, we'll fumble fuck for a second and get where we need to be here. And
miscommunication. That's but this is, from what I understand, this is it. This is the smoking gun.
Is this?
That's so it. Yeah, that's it. So, I mean, you know, that we can see here Dan just lying and being confidently wrong. And, you know, you go in with some real evidence prepared and then he just makes up stuff. And this is why we have to be so careful when we debate people like this, because we have to be prepared for. And then this is where Zahi sometimes gets into trouble. I thought he did a really good job on the last one. But the first Piers Morgan, which we just played the clip from, you know, like they're just lying to his face and they're interrupting him and they don't give him a chance to speak up. And it's the same thing with Dan and you right here, where it's like, you know, you have to take him at his word on what happened between him and Zahi. And it's just like, you know, how are you supposed to respond in real time? Well, that's why we have the clip now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that he would bring up the whole difficulty of responding on the fly when Flint is exactly what he did. That's exactly what Flint did in the Graham Hancock debate, was basically the Gish Gallop, but with just insane bullshit. It's like it's hard to respond to a point on the fly when you haven't researched the point. It's even harder when the guy throws some complete bullshit at you out of left field. It's like, oh my dear God, how are you supposed to respond to that? And so it is very telling that Flint sees the strategy there. Like, even though you could say that it's funny because I wasn't trying to employ that strategy. The idea that I interrupted Neil over the course of this debate, anybody who watches it sees I consistently cede space. I don't need to fucking argue for airtime. I will come and be the hot knife through the warm butter that is your bullshit.
Okay. So do you have more you want to say on the papyri mirror, or should we jump into radiocarbon and stuff?
I just want people to understand that Zahi never admitted that there was no pyramid. The pyramids are mentioned. And so, yeah, people, not that's confirmed. That's done with. We can seal that shut, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And in fact, he's very specifically at the beginning of that clip we played that you prepared. He mentioned it was for the pyramid. And like you said, on Joe Rogan, he described it as being for the pyramid. And, you know, like every single place where Zahi has ever talked about that.
That was everything.
Hey, thank you, Rue. I appreciate that. Yeah, they should get a Bam Fry franchise. I went back a little bit because I missed the clip apparently of, and you know, it's again, like I was saying last time, I was remembering the conversation on the fly. It is, you know, I can't even remember when it started. I remember at the end of last time, I remember seeing where they were saying that Jimmy was the one that engaged with Zahi on that level. And again, what I remembered in the debate with Matt Bell on Limitless was that I remembered at that point when I was saying, I was like, wait a minute, maybe what I'm saying here doesn't seem to maybe accurately align with the way I'm remembering things at the same time. It's like stream of consciousness. And so I corrected myself. But yeah, let's go ahead and watch the point that they wanted, because to give them the blood and the water. Here we go. We still waiting for that clip? Because good God, man. Hey. Sorry. I apologize. I forgot to press the damn button again. I'm an idiot. Sorry, guys. You should yell at me when that happens because I do keep going back and checking this.
He excavated at Giza the tomb of Dedi.
I apologize. Sorry about that.
And so we have some of the papyri of Dedi. We have Dedi mentioned in the Diary of Mirror. And then we have the actual tomb of Dedi. And guess what? The tomb of Dedi says that he's known by Khufu. Khufu knows Dedi. That's actually what he said. His brag. His brag is, I am known by Khufu. Like, it's sort of like if I went up and was like, I'm known by Joe Rogan, bitch. You know, like, and put that in my tomb. Not that I ever would, God. But, yeah. All right, here we go.
This papyri. The papyri is talking about an overseer of a workman who went to Torah to cut the white fine limestone for the casing of the pyramid. And he talked about his boss.
Stones. So notice that Zahi mentions that the papyri are about the pyramid.
Not, yeah, this is so hard to watch. You got two people who have no idea what.
Of course, he says the papyri was about the pyramid. That was what I said is that we were arguing. But it's funny here because, you know, I crazy idea here. I admit that I was wrong about it, and then we can move on. And you actually, in the debate, I, you know, stopped my position and quit pressing that issue because I realized that I was talking out of turn. But, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of funny that this is, we have a discussion about, it's just like the whole discussion about Atlantis or something. It's like you have a position, we have a discussion about it. And when they reach the point where they realize they can't debunk your position through regular means, then it becomes you're racist, you're sexist, you're an idiot, Dunning-Kruger. It's always some bullshit instead of actually discussing the matter at hand. For example, watch Neil's bit of brilliance right here.
Can I swear?
Yes, yeah, you can swear, you homo.
Fuck, they're talking about. They don't know the fuck they're talking about. And they look at their smug ass faces like, we're gonna show this guy what's up. It's so cringe, dude. The level of Dunning-Kruger in this video is through the freaking roof, dude. This was so hard to watch.
Whoever taught that man the word Dunning-Kruger should be like charging him a nickel every time he uses it. They'd be rich because that's like all he sees, and he's got a one lens. Oh, everybody that sees this is Dunning-Kruger. Crazy idea. Maybe people that read things, don't always read the same things as you, and might end up knowing things that you don't. I know it's insane. I mean, Zahi didn't know what Zep Tepe was, and you know, you can argue that Zahi doesn't teach in English, but I mean, I've been watching Zahi since I was a little kid. I was like 10 years old. The dude was on TV. So I don't really, you know what, Mandy, I'm going to go ahead and put you in timeout because you're kind of an idiot. Just go ahead and just have a week off or whatever. I don't know. I pressed the button. We'll see. You can come tell me to stop crying again later. Thanks, Raisu. I appreciate that. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That's after 50 DK minus. That's a 50 DK minus, yes. 50 DK minus. You naming the little bundle chip? Oh, hell, I don't know. Yeah, anyway, Mandy needs a timeout. All she does is say the same thing over and over again. And I've gotten to where I've started, like, not allowing too much spam on my channel. Anyway, it's very cute of Neil to come back and say the same thing again, that everybody doesn't know as much as these guys do. Therefore, look at how confidently wrong they are. And it's like, we already started this off, this whole thing showing that you guys are completely wrong. And I didn't watch Neil's stream, but one of you can let me know if you did. Has he admitted, like, that they were wrong about Easter Island yet? Or is that something that they just kind of skirt past and pretend didn't exist? I mean, that's why I ended my last stream right here at this point, so that I could face head on at the beginning of the next video, nice and sober even, what I got wrong. Now, it's crazy. It's insane. Sometimes people get things wrong, and sometimes people need to own it. But this is something that Flint doesn't do and that Neil doesn't seem to do. And there's a reason for that, in all honesty. Their position is based on total authority. Look what Neil was just saying. I know. These guys know. You guys don't know. What do you know? You're idiots. Okay, when it's all an appeal to authority like that, you can't have that authority challenged by the plebs. If the plebs ever successfully challenge the authority, well, there is no room for Goodwill Hunting in these guys' minds, all right? So you can't ever, hey, thanks for joining, Zan's Angel. You, Flint Dibble enjoys eating the corn as he wants to shake. God damn it. Try to have an intelligent thought. My goddamn followers remind me that you're all a bunch of construction workers, too. Love you to death. Anyway, it's pretty funny when that's the whole point is like, oh, thanks again, Raisu. I appreciate it. But it's pretty funny when the whole point is just like, oh, yeah, you know, you've got to. Your whole thing is you're wrong because you're not an authority. And then it's like, when you prove them wrong, they can't stand up and say, oops, I screwed up, because then they look, well, it ruins that illusion of superiority. The man with the longest beard automatically loses. I probably did lose. If you apologize and show weakness, it would be a challenge to that authority. That is exactly it. Yep. Timmy. Thanks, Timmy. You're a stud. All right. Let's remember to press the button. I only had forgot that once when I was drunk. But I forgot.
Already. How the fuck would they know?
I know nothing.
When did they have time? When did they study this shit? Never. They never have. They have no idea. They're just talking out of their asses.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right.
You guys want to laugh at that statement for a minute? When Neil, you've got time to live stream like 4 hours a day, dude. I fucking don't have time for that. Yeah, I study that shit. I need to read more, apparently. I get things wrong sometimes. I don't know everything, but let's talk about the Mirror Papyrus really quick. As we ended it on it last time, and we'll start with it this time. Most scholars do believe that it refers to the pyramid. It is a statement that could refer to the entire Giza complex. That is a possible interpretation. It, out of all of the documents that are written, Neil was right to bring that as the best bit of written evidence for proof that Khufu had some physical involvement with building the pyramids. Proving it 110%, it's accepted by most, but not by all. There is some people that don't believe that it means what Neil seems to think it does. So having said that, I was wrong with what I said about Zahi Hilwas in real time, but I wasn't wrong with what I said about it not being fully accepted. It's at any rate, we can probably move on past the Mirror Papyrus now, but I did want to make sure and you know, rub my own nose in the shit for a little bit. It's a crazy thing, but again, when you get something wrong, there's two ways about it. You either own it or you don't. Yeah, Dwayne, I like the idea of a missing dynasty, too. When I was doing the research on it, and I remembered that there was an Egyptian dynasty, an Egyptian king that was named missing, I was like, holy fuck, isn't that the case? And yeah, it's... well, fuck, man, I really appreciate that, Zan's Angel 8640. I do my best. I have a lot of fun. No, I didn't go to the toilet once. I have a lot of fun doing this stuff. I should complete one thought before I run to the next stop. I do have a lot of fun doing this stuff, so I thank you. Yes, I didn't run to the toilet once. 2 hours of beer and reefers and no toilet break, but I did have to pee when I was done. Hallelujah to that. All right, let's see what we've got next.
Sorry, we're getting swarmed by... Sorry, I apologize, people, for people who are coming in to troll me.
That's all right. It just gets you more boosted in the algorithm.
I guess I need to pay more attention to the chat a little bit.
Assign a few wrenches out there. That's all you got to do.
If people are saying nasty stuff, I see some people who are mods in my channel in the chat. Can you please block racist chats? Okay. That includes you, Justine. That includes you, Dan. You can block racists that are coming after my Twitter war with Asmongold. All right.
Sorry, I'm gonna point and laugh at Flip for a little bit. This is what happens when you go locking horns over stupid shit. If you didn't see his stuff with Osmond Gold, he was arguing with him about whether or not prisons should exist, basically. Yeah, I'm not going to be a racist here. Did you not hear? He said Justine and Dan were the people that were allowed to ban people for being racists. Yeah, the racists were there when the archaeologists showed up, Flint. Yeah. For those who don't know, Flint Dibble worked for Dartmouth University at a time when they were in trouble for still having bones that were in violation of NAGPRA, but they were being used as a teaching aid in class, like some teacher walking around waving bones. And they were illegal bones. And Flint was working at Dartmouth at that time. Now, he was live streaming through Zoom or whatever. But the fact of the matter is he worked for a racist institution. So he wants to go around talking about racists. You better start with yourself, Flint. You're banned from your own chat. All right, carry on.
Let's go on.
His name is
Those
Diddy.
Stones are like 4 to 6 tons at the most.
You have in the Middle Kingdom.
Right. And by the way, when it comes to that papyrus you keep talking about, it says absolutely the word pyramid is not mentioned one single time.
Look at Dan's face here. He thinks this is like, well, Jimmy said it, so it's got to be right. Like, he doesn't even realize this is not correct.
Yeah. And they're like,
I'm laughing at the different in the way that me and Jimmy handled things like this. And in all honesty, the way that it was different than what we had planned. Because I'll give you some behind the scenes advice here, or a sneak peek or sneak preview or whatever. When me and Jimbo were discussing going on to talk with Zahi Hawass, we'd already been on once with Flint Dibble and Mini Minuteman. And so we knew the kind of Jerry Springer-ish, or the Jilted X kind of thing, right? This is our job, is to come out there and cause a bunch of bullshit. We're the firebrands. So when we came in there, the discussion was I was going to be the bad cop and Jimmy was going to be the good cop because I don't have a passport. I don't go to Egypt. Jimmy's going to be going to Egypt fairly regularly. I didn't want to – if one of us has to be picked – one of us has to be afraid that Zahi's going to have soldiers scoop us up when we get off the plane. It should probably be me because I'm not going. So that was the plan. So originally, Jimmy was going to ask the question about the Zep Tepe because it was kind of an opportunity for Zahi to prove himself. But Jimmy is more of a... our natural personalities came out as soon as it got started. And so Jimmy immediately pissed Zahi off. And so me and Jimmy in real time realized we were no longer going to be good cop, bad cop the way we are. I was going to be the bad cop, or I was going to be the good cop. Jimmy was going to be the bad cop. And so that was the smirk you're seeing on my face is me laughing at the situation. Dude, the fact that Neil's watched my channel before and thinks that I would never consider an alternate historian a better source on something than a mainstream historian out the gate, just like period out the gate. I would never say that Jimmy knows more about Egypt than Zahi Hawass. I would say that if I was going to ask one of them where the bodies are buried, Jimmy's got a better chance of telling me the truth than Zahi does. Okay. So there's, and Jimmy does know his shit. Don't get me wrong, but I would never default to the non-expert. In case you haven't noticed, I read fucking papers on my own for a reason, because I can't, once things get polarized, you can't trust anybody. If you look at the Younger Dryas impact hypothesis as a perfect example, you got two groups of scientists that are at war with each other. Most people are not capable of understanding the data that's being brought to bear. So we are forced to choose our scientific community that we trust. That is a recipe for disaster, and that is why I will take hours to learn how to read a fucking paper and to understand it before I hang my hat on it. I don't get everything right, but anyway, my point is that that whole, yeah, I'm definitely not being a smug, ha ha ha. Jimmy got all this right, and Zahi got all this
the
wrong.
The smug looks on their faces while they're confidently fucking wrong.
Same look I have on
and
I'm
by the way, the word pyramid comes from Greek. Why would the word pyramid be on the fucking pyramid, beyond the papyrus?
It literally means a cake that's shaped kind of like a pyramid.
It's from the word from cake.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
they obviously have a different word for the pyramids. And they use the word horizon for whatever reason. I'm sure there's a reason for that. But they...
Is it at all possible that the Greeks derived the shape and name of their cake from the pyramid? Of the Egyptian pyramids? No? This is the same shit that Neil does with the astrology, astronomy, the zodiac. Ah, we go back in time until we reach a point that we can't find any further connecting tissue, that we don't know for certain where it came. Ergo, it just popped up right there. It's like, no, dude, that's not how this fucking works, man. To me, it's hilarious because when it comes to a flood myth, they'll say, well, of course the Babylonians and the Israelites shared the same flood myth. They were in proximity to each other. They communicated with each other. They traded with each other. They shared ideas. But then a situation like astronomy, like these pyramids, oh, well, I don't know. We don't have any proof for that. Fucking come on. Logic gets selectively applied to these problems. Now, let's read a couple of these here comments since y'all are here to see how beautiful I look today. Dan, if you ever learn what flavor of crack those two are smoking, please let the rest of us know. Are you kidding? I'll be roasting that up myself. Thank you very much. LOL.
That's the word they use. It's in the other sources. Not only that, it's got the freaking determinative symbol for the pyramid on it.
Yeah, which we just showed. And it's just like the word pyramid is in there. And these guys are just so confidently wrong. They're yelling at Zahi Awas and just making it up as they go and laughing at him while being completely wrong. It's just, it's pathetic. How are these people allowed back on Piers Morgan?
I wish Zahi heard that. Maybe he didn't hear Jimmy say that. It looks like there was some little interruption but he never responded to this. That was so disappointing.
Yeah,
but he didn't watch what happens. He gets cut off.
Yeah.
Answer, you do not. I gave you the time to talk. Give me the time to answer you, please.
You never said yes or no, though, to that prior question.
Change
concerned that thing.
So the answer is no, I won't give you the time to talk. I'm just going to interrupt you and
change the subject after I just said something that was objectively incorrect.
Yeah.
That's how this goes.
Exactly.
All right, so just in case you are not up to speed right here. Oh, hey, Ken Dewey. Hello from Elk. I like Elk. But yeah, it's if you're not catching it, the trick here, the way to debunk other people is to just basically mock them for their credentials, mock them for not knowing stuff. The fact that Flint doesn't understand what's up with Piers Morgan is completely insane to me. Oh, thank you so much, Wizard of the North. I really appreciate that. The fact that Flint doesn't seem to understand what's up with Piers Morgan. How do these guys get back on Piers Morgan? It's like, you fucking numbnut. Just like when I was talking last time about the different styles of gladiatorial combat. You have the gladiators that would, they would, one of their favorite things would have a gladiator come out with a short sword and like a helmet and a small shield. And the other dude would come out pretty much naked with a net and a trident. And thanks again. Oh, LOL. Thanks, Raz. You hate your content, sister. Love your content, brother. Hate your content, sister. That's bookending things. But you've got these two different kinds of gladiators that would come out. And the idea was, is the trident and net better than the short sword and shield, or is the short sword and shield better? And really it comes down to the gladiator that's wielding it. It's the same kind of thing here. It's like, man, these different kinds of numb-nutted arguments really come down to the person at hand. And so, like, why would these people be back on there? Because they're personable, Flint. Oh, thank you so much, Astrovan. Thank you so much. There's no way that you can, how do you put it? There's no way that you can accurately understand the situation if you're just going to look at it from your own perspective. And this goes for so many things in life. But in this case, the problem is that Flint's looking at this and expecting to see his eyes, his thinking behind Piers Morgan's eyes. And it's like, dude, Piers Morgan's successful on social media. I mean, that's, you know, he has a following and people that like him. And so the fact of the matter is, damn, thank you. I appreciate it, Pagan. Yay. Mandy is back. Oh, Mandy's back. Oh, and I don't know. Let's see her. I don't see her, but oh well. That's a case of beer right there. Y'all be drinking for at least a week. But yeah, my point there, it is worth pointing out. This idea that Flint has, why are these mainstream things like not aren't up to the same standards I think they should be? Oh, hey, Mandy. why isn't Flint up to the same standards I think they should be? Let's just put you in timeout, too. What did you say there, Tim? My daughter was 1 second. I saw it. My daughter says hi. Hey, Tim, tell your daughter hi. We will be seeing her soon. About a week and a half. Yeah, something like that. About a week and a half. Yeah. But anyway, the idea that you can expect the idea that a thing that's popular is going to appeal to the masses. It's funny to me it's really telling. They think that the masses are too stupid. They think that we're so dumb we don't get the difference between different fields of science. If you show us that archaeology is bullshit, we're going to assume medical science is bullshit. We're going to assume physics is bullshit. And next thing you know, everything goes to hell because Flint Dibble's a liar. It's not how this works at all. The public's not that stupid. But what the public is emotional, okay? Oh, thank you, Zan. I appreciate it. Yes, time out for Mandy. The public is emotional, okay? The public is crazily emotional. And that equates into a serious issue with, if you want to reach them, the fastest way is through their heart, all right? Not through their head. So this is confusing and troublesome for somebody like Flint, because the only time he seems to realize that that stuff works is when he starts accusing people of racism. Then he realizes that you don't need logic, that you emotional arguments work. But the rest of the time, his position, it's like this, I don't understand why people, you're bread and circuses, motherfucker. Look up the whole point of it. Not the quote. Look up the point of it. Jesus. And I like to see homos naked. Homo Neanderthalus.
Hey, and then thousands of people. How many views is this?
1 million.
Oh, views. Like a million, I think.
Millions of people walked away from this completely uneducated. Million. That's crazy.
These have not been kingdom, and there's absolutely no document.
Sorry, I may have been taking a hit. Millions of people walked away from this completely uneducated. Are you trying to tell me that if you put a scientist in the room with two non-scientists, that the scientist is going to lose? Just not educate anybody? I think what Neil's doing here is he's just going over the top. He's just screaming and making a an overarching statement here. It's like, yes, some people will have gotten information from me and Jimmy that is maybe not what Neil thinks they should have gotten or Zahi thinks they should have gotten. But, Neil likes the whole Christian thing. If what Jesus said about light in the darkness and how it only takes a tiny bit of candlelight to illuminate a whole room. Yeah, dude, if you come in there and what you're saying is profound, you can actually reach people. But again, you got to be like personable. Zahi, as I've said in a recent video, Zahi is a fucking heel. Okay. He plays an angle. His whole job is to generate revenue. And when you look at how much revenue was lost in Egypt through tourism during the Arab Spring, you can see why Zahi acts the way that he does. Another super chat just to piss off Flint and Neil. Cope and see, losers. Thank you, Pig and Christian. I appreciate it. But it's funny because, the whole idea that these guys are, that we have somehow corrupted the discourse or something, we've ruined everything. I mean, look at how partisan it is. Neil and Flint are over there telling people wrong things about Easter Island, but they're on the side of truth, justice, and the American way. And me and Jimmy are over here saying things, and if we get something wrong, that we're a bunch of grifters and we're lying about things. And how do we possibly have time to read all this stuff that we demonstrably spoke on? It's like, dude, this stuff is, again, we all make mistakes. Some of us own it. Some of us pretend we don't. And the ones that pretend that they don't make mistakes tend to act like these two cunts. Humans.
Citation of any kind describing how the pyramids were constructed. Again, there's missing history.
The papyri Wadi El Jarf documents how they were constructed.
By the way, bringing blocks to the pyramid is describing how it's being constructed.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? I'm going to tell that to my fucking nephew next time. He's like, hey, can you help me build Legos? Yeah, I brought the Legos to your house and dumped them out on the fucking floor. I mean, these guys are fucking retarded. I swear to God.
That's like, and not only that, let's like, for the sake of argument, you're right, Jimmy. It doesn't tell us how they lifted it or how they placed it or how they measured it. You're right. Maybe it doesn't have those details, but it tells us when it was happening.
Yeah. It's, by the way, Justine wants to point out that Egyptian for pyramid is Mer.
Mer, yeah.
Yeah. No, we have, and the thing is we have lots of different sources of evidence for how the pyramid was constructed. We have the tools that they used. We have the ramps that are going there. We have tons of stuff that give us a sense. Now, there's debate over the layout of the various ramps. There's debates over some various specific things. But in terms of like broad brush strokes, we have some sense over how the pyramids were constructed. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's why when I asked Zahi Hawass said basically the same thing when I was on Piers Morgan. That's why I made sure and asked him how they squared the pyramid. Because that's a simple thing. How do you square the layout? If we're talking about building this thing and you know how it was done and it's easy, how was it laid out? Just tell me how it was laid out. And the fact that they can't do that, I mean, that's, I don't expect them to be able to solve every problem of it, but you know, there's issues involved that are not easily solved with low tech means. And that's really what this comes down to is there this attitude of, oh, well, we've already got this figured out. This is why we don't have proper advancement in this stuff. You know, we got a lot of different ideas. My comment section, anybody, do Ben Van Kirkwick's or Randall Carlson's or way more than mine. You look at the, if we open change the size for each tear in the center. Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to work, Daniel. Sorry. The chat looks like Candace Owens. God damn it, dude. I can't keep up. There's so many of you commenting so fast. But Sorry. I'm trying to read the chat and I'm communicating with you and communicating with you at the same time. It's going crazy up in here. But when you can't solve simple problems about the construction of the pyramid, then you can't turn around and say that we know how it was done. And it's like if for example, you know, to take the nth degree, you could say if we found pyramids on the moon, how they got there, you know, whatever, you know, say that would be the issue though, right? It's like how they were built wouldn't be the issue. It'd be how they got there would be the issue. And my point is when you've got a problem that is seemingly technologically insurmountable, given the situation at hand, you have to look at alternative ideas. And when they deny these alternative ideas, they say, no, you can't look at anything that's not up in the perfect mainstream. Well, I mean, again, like Ben Van Kirkwick's videos, my videos, Randall Carlson's videos, Jimmy Corsetti's videos, the comment section is awash on some of these with people with different ideas on how the blocks were moved, how the pyramids blocks were moved, elephants, water, wet sand, different pressure from fucking back pressure from water and stuff, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've seen some pretty amazing things, counterbalanced levers and a system of Herodotus style, a system of blocks. I've got a magazine up here that I bought when I was a kid that talks about how recreating Herodotus's pyramid building machine. And, you know, all these things are interesting. This statement that he just made, that we basically by and large know, that is, it's denying the mystery. It's denying the reality of it. And two things are a problem here. One, that's a false statement. That's a bullshit statement. We don't know for sure. We have a lot of ideas. Number two, Flint just lost his job. Archaeology is closing its doors. Archaeology places are closing their doors. Archaeology departments are closing their doors in universities. It is one of the humanities that gets sucked up first. When they tighten up belts, because it's not, besides the CRM part, besides the part where they inspect the ground to make sure you can build a new building, there's not a lot that needs to happen to keep society moving with archaeology. So it's one of the first places belts get tightened. And killing the mystery is a great way to make people not want to listen to you as an archaeologist. Be the one that goes around saying there is no mystery unless you've got data to support that with, and then you tantalize. And if all you've got is, no, we already know, generic answer here, you are bad for your field. You should not be a public-facing archaeologist, Flint. That's directed straight to you. Thank you, Raisu, once again. When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Sherlock Holmes, Michael Scott. You know what else Sherlock Holmes said that I agree with is, sir, if you don't mind passing me that plate full of white powder. No, I'm kidding. Maybe in my 20s, my friend, look at me. I take blood pressure meds.
To say otherwise is just being,
Jimmy's the guy, the same guy who said, well, Plato, since he wrote in Latin and no one speaks Latin anymore, we don't know what Plato actually said in Timaeus or in Timaeus. This is what we're dealing with. He literally said that. He said, well, since Plato spoke in Latin and no one speaks Latin anymore, how do we even know if the translations are correct? He could.
What do you mean nobody speaks Latin anymore?
Millions of views, thousands of comments, no one's checking them.
No, the problem is that most people aren't so stupid as to not see what you two are letting your egos blind you from. Let's be real simple about this. A language that is dead loses metaphor, loses allegory, loses sayings. It loses its culture, you dumb fuck. All it's good for, yeah, people use Latin for medical books and for fucking like determining what animal goes where in the stratigraphy of the things or the taxonomy of things. But it has, nobody's using it anymore. Nobody's making jokes in Latin anymore. So we don't know when we read something if it's a fucking joke or not. We don't know if it's an allegory. We don't know if it's a saying. You fucking dumb. God, Jesus Christ. To think that these two guys are like, oh, I'm so smart. I know everything. And it's like, you're not missing the most basic bitch shit. I mean, basic bitch shit. Even David Miano would see this, and David, I know he wouldn't say it in this situation. He would just be sitting there, but he's smart enough to know this. But y'all let your fucking egos just drive your truck right on through. Look at sayings like, imagine if I said that girl's got mosquito bites and pointed at her chest, and then imagine that without any cultural context. It's like, you fucking dimwits.
Like, it's depressing to know this is what's going on right now.
Oh my God, it's so ridiculous. I teach Latin and I read ancient Greek. I publish stuff from my ancient Greek readings.
People still speak Greek today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, modern Greek isn't exactly the same as ancient Greek, but most people who speak modern Greek can read ancient Greek and understand
it's fairly different. If they read Katha Ravusa, which is a modern it's a way that makes modern Greek and ancient Greek more similar to one another.
Yes.
Or if they've learned ancient Greek, but ancient Greek and modern Greek, while there's a lot of overlap in vocabulary, they're very different grammatically.
You see that there, Neil's like, it's the same basic thing, man. You speak Greek thousands of years ago, and you speak Greek today. Same thing. And Flint's like, well. No, actually. And Neil's like, oh, you've got the credentials here. Let me put my little gimp ball in my mouth and bend over here. And you just tell me how it is, Daddy. It's like, maybe don't open your fucking mouth if you don't know anything about this stuff. Crazy idea. I know it's complicated. Real complicated.
Like, it'd be like us trying to read like old English from like the
like Beowulf or something like that, or even older. I mean,
but the point is, it's like it's not completely gone from us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
That happened right after.
You are wrong.
Out of the 100,000 hieroglyphs in Egypt, there's not one single one that depicts or otherwise describes in any capacity the construction of the pyramids. And again, that diary that you keep citing actually doesn't include the word pyramid whatsoever. Okay. Just.
Jesus.
How the fuck do you know this, Jimmy? What the fuck? Are you just an all-knowing sage that knows everything? Don't study this subject. How are you telling the Egyptologists what his own field is?
And there really is in a nutshell. This is... This is why when he looks at a carbon dating paper that uses Bayesian modeling, he just nods his head and accepts the results. And I'm going to look and see how they got there. This is the difference between somebody who says, I will just do what I'm told, and somebody who looks and sees why they're being told to do what they're told. This is kind of a joke. And to say kind of a joke, I mean a complete joke. It's to get on a freaking flag waving trip for a minute, it's fucking un-American is what it is. When you, if you are going to weigh in on something, you take response of fucking ability to know what you're talking about. God damn it. Don't vote, Neil.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just, it's so sad.
It's like Dan Richards had just said, it's an assumption.
Really?
That's, yes.
He's the one who talks about this on Joe Rogan.
He was talking about this exact papyrus.
He said, Joe, we have, right. They say it.
I've covered that whole Joe Rogan conversation, and he talked about this papyrus in depth, and Deddy and Mirror and everything, and the pyramid.
Themselves.
Yeah, but he says that.
And by the way, as Justine notes, it's not just that one pyramid glyph. It's full of pyramid glyphs. It repeatedly mentions Akhet Khufu with the pyramid determinative. Repeatedly.
Yeah, so he's just wrong. And it's like...
Oh, more Mandy, my dear God. So sad. But yeah, that's a great example there of Neil's insanity. Insanity might be the wrong word, but just the way he's yelling makes it seem kind of insane, doesn't it? How does Jimmy know? He's not an expert on this stuff. What does Jimmy do for a living, you dumb fuck? What does he do for a living? All right? Does he talk about ancient Egypt and Baalbek and places like that? Did you not see at the beginning of the stream how you didn't know shit about Easter Island? You nor Flint knew shit about Easter Island compared to me. All right? That's... Jimmy does research this stuff quite a bit. And right now he was the one that's just been hammering away at the missing body from the Osiris shaft, right? These things are not... to say that Jimmy doesn't know anything about this stuff, it's a way for people that to compartmentalize knowledge, I guess, to put it into things that are like true and false, and instead of using your fucking brain. I mean, my God, think about this stuff. Here, let's look through the chat real quick. Yeah, I've had the Dan Hammer three times. Watching these two dudes help me understand the National Depression rate better. Any news on CS4? Cosmic Summit. I am not sure yet, but they're talking about it. I know stuff is in the works, but I'm sure that Jimmy's read more than Flint or Neil when it comes to this subject. Oh well, thank you so much, Jujumped. How the fuck does that work? Did I just get demonetized? Okay, CSGO Lotto.
And then Dan just goes, well, he admitted to me, you could tell he wasn't confidently, you could tell he was questioning himself when he said that. But then after he said it, he starts getting, he just starts to go, well, he admitted this to me. Well, look at him now. Look at his face right now. He just, I'm right. You're wrong, dude. You were wrong.
Confidently wrong.
If I was this wrong.
He's a con artist.
If I was.
That face means confident. Man, this guy fucking, let's just put it this way. If this is how he reads people, I bet that he has a lot of girls that he thinks are flirting with him that aren't.
This wrong about something in that discussion, I would have pinned a post by now saying, I said this in the debate, I'm wrong. Because this is really wrong, dude. This is really wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're going to go through a bunch of really wrong, several really wrong things he says. All right, let's go on.
About all of it, about how the workers of Khufu were the pyramids. And when I pressed him on it, he didn't push on that. So again,
wait a minute, pause real quick. You just said that you need to look into this, but now you press Zahi on this. Which one is it? I need to look into this. When I press Zahi on this.
I wonder if those two things could have one factor into the other. I wonder if I, you know, if I press somebody on an issue and they didn't push back, if that would mean that I would need to look into it more. Fuck. What's logic, guys? How do you think? Neil, before you do anything else in life, you need to like learn to, I don't need to meditate, but I just drink and smoke and like try not to be a complete twat. But for you, I would advise some sort of meditation or something, some way to like mitigate your ego. Maybe go eat a bunch of ayahuasca or something and go through that ego death that most of us experienced in the 90s. And then, you know, not be a complete fucking asshole about this stuff, because then you'll understand stuff. I'm a power pod. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to talk and your goddamn chat's killing me. We know, Stank. I'm a power bottom, Stanktron. We know, Stank, Rocky. I love you guys. Okay. So anyway, this is a little bit on the ridiculous side. You can question something without, you know, without having to be like, I ask you a question, you push back again or don't push back. That doesn't mean that there's no reason for me to ask again or to ask elsewhere or look into stuff. Some of us keep learning.
Now all of a sudden, you know all about this.
When Jimmy, who's the one that pressed him, Zahi clearly stated they were moving blocks for the pyramids.
Yeah, he goes, you're wrong.
Oh God.
Well, I think there's a language barrier, because you asked him about Zepepi and he was like, huh?
Yeah.
Because it's actually the other way around. This misconnection was on your part, because in Arabic they have a different phrase for it.
I get that, but I will point out that I'm not the guy who's been a science communicator in Arabic for the last 40 years.
So sure. They actually translate it. We transliterate it in English. The Arabic, for whatever reason, they translate it to the Golden Age or whatever it is, like Al Mara, I think it is.
Significant as Hancock and Dan and whatever make it out to be. It's just sort of like it's from a couple creations.
But they're making it seem.
Wow. Let me scroll through this real quick. Oh, thank you, No Borders. Much appreciated. What do you say there? Neil dunking on a Fisher Price who? Badoom. Now, right there is a couple of great examples. Okay, if I am, say I'm going to teach in Japanese. And say I've been teaching in Japanese since the fucking 80s. All right? I should know certain terms that are going to be offensive in Japanese and certain terms that are going to be different in Japanese. There's going to be a lot of things that I'm going to learn, right? Zahi's job has been focusing on the rest of the world, the English speaking world in particular, for a very long time when it comes to the education of Egypt. So in my mind, the idea of him missing something like Zeptepi is a degree of negligence, okay? Now, it doesn't mean that he doesn't know anything, okay? It doesn't mean he's a complete fucking idiot. And that's why I asked the question. But it's also, again, it was a good cop, bad cop thing me and Jimbo originally had planned going into this. But the idea that Zahi Hawass was accurately portraying all this stuff, it gets a little bit difficult. It gets difficult to back up when he misses things that are so basic in the English speaking world as Zeptepi. Now, it is true that this never appeared. That term has never appeared in any of the Zahi Hawass, Mark Leonard literature and stuff. So how can I make such a statement, Neil? How can I say it never appeared? Just like Jimmy said, the statement never appeared in anything. I looked for it. And that's how I know. Fucking dimwits. And the other thing here really quickly is a Flint Dibble is I've noticed this before about him. He really doesn't understand mythology or spirituality as it would as important as it would be to many of the ancients. For example, he says there, he's like, you know, it's just in a couple of creation myths. It's not that big of a deal. It's like, dude, the Pyramidion, the top of the pyramid is based on the primordial mound that came out of the fucking floodwaters of the Nile when the original earth was constructed as part of their creation myth during Zep Tepe. All right. This is every pyramid is based on it. There's so much symbolism that's based on it. The entire pantheon of Egyptian gods is rooted in this moment. So to say that it's not an important time in Egyptian, this is the same guy that said that the Sphinx faces due east just by happenstance. I mean, this is like, oh yeah, faces a rising sun just because. Dan, it was a national project, and the answers are in my book. Why can't you understand that? Well, thank you, Local Enterprises Broadcast, but the problem is I don't read. If I wanted to read, I'd go to school. Ask Neil, I don't know anything. When did I have time to look into that? I was too busy playing Fortnite.
Like he doesn't know his own subject. They're making it seem like this guy doesn't even know his own subject, but it's because you're saying a different – you're saying the term and something he doesn't understand. He's an Arabic speaker, dude. This should – Anyways,
no. In fact, on YXT, NEXT has a good video on this issue from this specific Piers Morgan episode about Zep Tepe.
Fuck me running. This guy is actually recommending on NEXT. I've lived to see it all. On NEXT is a little bit on the insane side of town. I mean, this guy's nuts. This guy is full-blown nuts. Kicked it with P. Diddy levels of nuts. And I mean, literally. Dan was practicing Fortnite dances. He was going to do their metaphorical grave. I wasn't doing it on their metaphorical grave, man. I was
for those anybody
doing it while they were still spectating, bitch. Actually,
fuck that. No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you for having that reaction, people are calling him dumb and saying, I can't believe this guy's an expert.
He just doesn't, he has
a different phrase for that word.
I get that. But so again, he didn't know 40, what you meant. 40 years of communicating with us in English about that kind of stuff, you think that he would know what it means. I get what it just implied a bit of a. Yeah.
But that's what happened there. Anyway,
no, I get it.
So there might have been some other miscommunication. From what I understand, this is it. This is the smoking gun.
Yeah, that's it. So, I mean, you know, that we can see here Dan just lying and being confidently wrong. And, you know, you go in with some.
Yeah, so we can, like, see Dan just in here lying and being, checks notes, confidently wrong. Flint, you say nothing. And you are literally worthless. There is one good thing about Hani XT is he's offered more to the discourse around this shit than you have.
Real evidence prepared, and then he just makes up stuff. And this is why we have to be so careful when we debate people like this, because we have to be prepared for, and then this is where Zahi sometimes gets into trouble. I thought he did a really good job on the last one, but the first Piers Morgan, which we just played the clip from, you know, like they're just lying to his face and they're interrupting him and they don't give him a chance to speak up. And it's the same thing with Dan and you right here, where it's like, you know, you have to take him at his word on what happened between him and Zahi. And it's just like, you know, how are you supposed to respond in real time? Well, that's why we have the clip now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just to reiterate, number one, I was wrong in what I said about Zahi. And number two, it was ultimately unimportant when it came down to our positions on the pyramid. The real crux of the matter was the carbon dating and and where it misaligns to the written records, which is where Neil had to bow out because he had nothing to say to it. Because, well, he just assumed that I was going to be like, 50-million-year-old pyramid, ha! And then he's going to be like, mirror papyrus, gotcha. No, thanks, Local. Yeah, their booze mean nothing. Dude, I used to throw 75-yard touch. You know, in my prime, I could have thrown that ball over that mountain over there. This is find God, brother. Nope, sorry. I'm not gonna get religion today. Yeah, I do make up stuff and lie to you guys. It's a pretty important part of my shtick.
Exactly.
Yeah. okay, so do you have more you want to say on the papyri mirror, or should we jump into radiocarbon and stuff?
I just want people to understand that Zahi never admitted that there was no pyramid. The pyramids are mentioned, and so people, not that's confirmed, that's done with. We can seal that shut, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. And in fact, he's very specifically at the beginning of that clip we played that you prepared, he mentioned it was for the pyramid. And like you said on Joe Rogan, he described it as being for the pyramid. And, you know, like every single place where Zahi has ever talked about that that papyrus, he has specifically mentioned that it is for the pyramid. Exactly. So, you know, it's like, yeah. So, okay. So this was one of the key historical sources for the dating of the pyramid of Khufu to the pyramid of to Khufu's reign 2,500 years ago. But just to set this up, there's also, surprise, surprise, radiocarbon dates from the pyramids of Giza, as well as around Egypt. And there's been a raging controversy, let's say, on what these dates mean, because the initial studies suggested that the dates dated 200 years early.
No, not the initial studies. This is a very slick little bit of fucking sleight of hand. It's not the initial studies. It's the specific, that's the specific samples. Each sample overall, when you did the mean on them, you take all the samples, you average them out, it suggests that it was 200 plus years older. Well, the fourth dynasty was 200 years older than it, the written records say it was. And this is ubiquitous. It's across the entire fourth dynasty. It's not just like a few things here and a few things there. It's the entirety of the fourth dynasty is said to be a couple hundred years out of date. That's not the initial studies. And this is where he's going to, they're setting it up to make it where this Bayesian modeling isn't a big deal. And the best way I can tell you about how Bayesian modeling is absolutely a big deal. Let's say that I say that you owe me $100 and you say that you only owe me $1. And then we sit down and we do Bayesian modeling where we take our different data points and we favor the ones that, in my case, I'll say that we'll favor the ones that say that are bigger. We'll favor larger numbers. And then lo and behold, when we're done, you owe me closer to $100 than you do one. That's exactly what they did here. They're like, oh, we'll favor the later dates. Oh, look at that. We ended up with later dates on the carbon dating than we did with the actual data. The actual data says it's a couple hundred years older. The manipulated data says that it's closer to the real timeline. But let me manipulate the data. Let me run the same fucking thing, and I'll just prioritize the older dates instead of the younger dates. And now you'll find that the written records are all fucked. This is just, it's smoke and mirrors done because they think the public is too stupid to know anything about science. All you have to do is read the fucking paper. I heard video carbon dating rates killed the carbon rating dates. Video killed the radio star joke there from Raisu. All right, what do we got here?
And it wasn't just the dates from these pyramids. It was dates from all over Egypt. It's called high versus low chronology is what it's called. And so more recent studies have, and we'll get into why we no longer think there's much of a discrepancy, but surprise, surprise, we no longer do. And we'll get into the multiple reasons why, because there are multiple reasons why. Do you have anything else you want to add before we go into this?
No, I'm actually not fully aware of all the data and all the arguments about this, so I'm actually interested to hear about it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, this is going to be really funny because, well, we got another Mandy here. Good God. This is what's going to be really funny because the fact is, the fact is, Flint made this part in order to address what I've been saying about the radiocarbon dating. And this is, hey Spam, this is what's hilarious about this whole thing is it's like, if I don't know enough, because I don't read about it, I don't have enough time to read all of this stuff. Flint's an expert. Apparently he's got all the time in the world to read all this stuff. What? How does he have time to read about it? He doesn't work in Egypt. He doesn't work with radiocarbon dating when it comes to edifices, right? They would probably call him in to identify different types of seeds, but he probably wouldn't even be doing the radiocarbon dating on that. He'd be sending it to a lab. So, I mean, Flint's not, this isn't his field of expertise. He's looking at this data, coming into it from a debunker's perspective, which is fine. But it's going to be, I haven't watched this video yet. I'm watching this all on the fly. So, we'll see what we get out of this.
So let's see if this will play right away.
Cannot go back to 10,000 BC.
No, wait. This keeps okay.
This gives us a terminus post-quem, in my opinion. This, we can't go farther than this now. So we can't go after
the Sixth Dynasty, claiming that this is, we can't go, in my opinion, the carbon dating says we cannot go back to 10,000 BC because the organic material is in the mortar, and the mortar goes all the way down to the beginning, the bottom layers of the pyramid, in the core of the pyramid. And that mortar carbon dates to exactly the reign of Khufu.
No, it does not.
Which, yes, it does. Dan is being confidently wrong here. Some of it is based off of outdated literature. Some of it is based off of him just lying. I love how he goes, no, it does not, immediately.
outdated literature or just lying, no. What we're going to see here is the same samples. Okay, these are the same fucking samples. I almost guarantee it. There hasn't been another radiocarbon expedition to Giza Plateau that I've heard of anything about since David Koch sent his boys out there. So by his boys, I mean Zahi Awas and Mark Leonard. So to say that I'm lying about this or that I'm wrong, look, I don't know how hard I have to explain this to you, okay? If you take hard data and you do the basic way that it's always done and you get a result, and then you have a book and that book doesn't line up with that hard data, and then you start fucking with the hard data to make it fit the book, you're doing it backwards, okay? I don't know how else I can explain this to you. This is the way religious people do it. This is the way that people with a dog in the fight before they go into it do it. This is the way people with an ulterior motive do science and do history. You don't get to ignore the hard data in favor of your written record without looking like Ken Ham to me. You got it? So this is going to be hilarious. We're just going to watch. What we're going to watch here is going to be, and again, I haven't seen this, but I know the way that they've fucked with the Bayesian modeling. What we're going to see here is a bunch of absolute shenanigans. We're going to see Flint Dibble proving why he doesn't have a fucking job.
He's an idiot.
Yes, it does.
It correlates. It goes 230 years.
Only the wood.
No.
Not the mortar. The mortar is, that's right.
You're a little wrong here, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, the mortar has wood and it has other material in it, but is it only the mortar that's been dated? Was I wrong about that part?
There's a combo of things that have been dated. So the thing is that with the initial dating here, let me see if I can pull it up.
So I think there was like reeds and other things that were like...
In a hard. Sense, here we go. Sorry. So when they took in the 80s and 90s a series of radiocarbon samples from the mortar in between the blocks on the inner stones of the pyramid. So these are not the outer casing stones. The outer casing stones were mostly removed. This right. is like the next layer or so in, and they used this kind of mortar, and the mortar included ash. They would burn ash. Material to help aggregate it together. And so that's what they're dating, this kind of ash that's in there. And the initial publication, let's see, is this on here?
2001.
Here's the graph from it. All of these material from the Old Kingdom is dating early than what was expected, which is important because Dan lies about this later. Same thing with you go later in time.
Not
you
notice thousands how, of years, though. That's very important.
Not thousands of not years, thousands by thousands a couple years. Hundred years. But yeah. At the same time, there's a big range, and this is something I want to point out. Radiocarbon dates give a range, okay? And this is especially true when you're taking kind of 20 dates from one context, like the Great Pyramid. You get a range of dates, and they line up with the historical thing. So if we go here, here's the Khufu Pyramid. You can see it stretches all the way along here, right? So it actually has some dates that match the historical period, and then it has a lot of dates that are 100 years, 200 years early. And you can see this with all of these Old Kingdom as well as Middle Kingdom monuments. It goes all the way down to Amenhemhat, right? And
yeah, so I was under the impression that it was just the wood that was off, but so now I'm seeing that it was the material in general.
But I want to be clear. It's not. And I'll explain why. There's two reasons why it's not. Oh, wait. Did I just get rid of that whole video?
Here, there's ten academics right there.
Uh-huh. I can't listen to him for that long without taking some sort of a break. I mean, good God.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of funny because, again, like, okay. The he's... he's saying that some of the dates line up, but he doesn't. The fact is that the majority of the dating doesn't line up. The majority of the date, it doesn't line up like where it's in the middle. If you would expect it to basically overlap in the middle, maybe favor it a little bit older because the old wood thing does make sense to a degree. I mean, the old wood thing, like when you're making, you think about them making ash, it's going to be, if they are making a, just bear with me here for a second. Think about it from a perspective, like a construction perspective. You've got your job is to build this big edifice. It's going to consume a lot of wood making it. You're shipping cedars from Lebanon. We know this happened. So you're using these cedars, you're doing your thing. Where would you get your wood ash for from the mortar? Would you get it from burning the wood that was used on site from the leftovers from making the tools on site, or would you import in more ash? It doesn't make any sense to me. To me, it's like you would be harvesting the stuff. Basically, it would be contemporary to the building of the site. I want to point out here, too, that this is really funny, is that my explanation for why I think that the carbon dating is wrong is not woo or based in ancient high technology or ancient aliens or any of that stuff. Date my mortar, says Timmy. Date my mortar. Date my mortar. My position isn't based on anything crazy, but it's still opposed just as vehemently because it's me. It's straight up because it's me. It's like, I mean, I should start publishing archaeology papers just to make Flint lose sleep at night. It's hilarious. All right, let's see what we got there. Carry on, Flint.
10 professors, peer-reviewed paper right there. That's what I'm citing.
People really hated that I said that. When you say, and I wasn't trying, because I don't think the reason why I said that, not to, people think that's an appeal to authority fallacy, but I was trying to say there's 10 people all co-signing this. It's not just one person that wrote this. That was my point there. That's all I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to just go, oh, the scholars say it, so you're wrong. I was just trying to highlight, this is like well-established. There's 10 names on here. People, all, you know, this is the consensus right now.
Oh, my God. This is the consensus right now because there's 10 names on there. Okay, no. Oh, my God. Does this guy fucking read papers? I could show you Younger Dryas impact hypothesis papers with 10 names on them, dipshit. Does that mean that that's the fucking mainstream narrative? Does it consensus? I mean, this is fucking seriously. It's possible to be right about things sometimes and have the logic just like completely fucking boneheaded. And this is a great example. This is boneheaded logic, man. Where does this shit even come from?
This is the paper you're talking about. I was the one that actually shared this paper with you before the debate.
Of course you did.
So we'll go into what the paper says. In fact, one of my friends is an author on it, and I know several of the people on here, but that's beside the point. In fact, one of them sent me slides for the Joe Rogan debate.
It was exactly to the reign of Khufu.
They're using Bayesian modeling to eliminate the dates that don't correlate.
No, they don't. That's...
You're correct. He is not. Let's go in.
Only...
It says in the fucking paper, I've covered it in one of my videos already. The video on this channel will be the video that made Professor Dave go into hiding. Straight up on that video, it discusses right in the paper itself. It says that there was two samples that they eliminated. One of them was samples that were eliminated were the ones that were favored. The ones that were didn't have a known correlated king. If it didn't correlate to the king, they eliminated the sample. And the other one was a favored thing, not eliminated. Excuse me. The other one was favored. They favored. And see, there you see it in real time. My brain fucking remembering things wrong and then correcting itself. It happens. The other one wasn't eliminated. It was favored dates. They favored the more modern dates. So and their reasoning was this would correspond with the, they were hoping to get pollen grains that corresponded to the end of the edifice's construction. Now, I know I've never read anything about this. I'm just talking out my ass. But this is the problem with that fucking paper, is that again, if I say that you owe me $100 and you say you owe me $1, and then I get to jury rig the math before we get started, you're going to owe me $88 when we're done doing our little equation of Bayesian modeling.
For the wood. It's only for the wood. I'm not
wrong
about
that.
You are wrong about the only for the wood part. Yeah.
I think that they pulled up.
Oh my God. He's only wrong. No, no, Flint, that's a lie, right? This is confidently right. He was confidently. You see how this is, man? All you have to do, Neil, is go on there and own your fucking shit the same the same as I do. You could, you know, you did say you were wrong there, and that was good, but you could just come on and like, you know, address it instead of like rolling on the ground like you're a fucking flailing maniac. And when I do something wrong, that was some fucking horrible Dunning-Kruger event. When Neil does it, it was just a simple mistake. No, the only simple mistake that I'm looking at, Neil, is you. Your parents made a mistake, and it is fucking simple.
Of the mortar that was organic.
Wood. The wood.
That's what we're talking about.
The wood is either reused.
Okay.
Because the other
they didn't
part,
do that in the first, second, and third
only,
dynasty.
It's
they
only just, the wood that has a different dating problem with like 100 to 200 years later. Now, the only problem, there's a reason why I have terminus post quem there is because even if you wanted to say, but the wood goes back another 100 to 200 years, you still have to deal with the other.
I'm wrong about this, is what you're saying.
Now, even beyond the. He got me pretty good. Okay. Even beyond the wood thing here, I mean, look at how. Look at how he's responding basically to the whole mistake that I've made as opposed to the mistake that he's made. I don't have a problem with people getting things wrong, but and then I guess to put on the flip side even more, did you see there how I tried to get a word in? I go, hang on, and he didn't stop talking and I didn't talk over him. Watch me in the Zahi Hawass thing. Watch me with Jimmy Corsetti on Joe Rogan, any of the time, watch me both times I've been on Piers Morgan. I don't try to argue for that space. Like I said earlier, I just come in and cut through the bullshit. And, I can do that with a simple statement or two of fact. I don't need a bunch of flowery language for that. And in fact, flowery language usually detracts from that. Neil found religion in jail. Oh, no, I don't know about that. Dan, you didn't know. You didn't wear slides to the debate. No, I didn't wear slides to the debate. If I made a mistake, it's just a mistake. If you make a mistake, it's as deliberate as if you made a bad faith move to mislead this masses. Exactly.
You're wrong about this. That's actually not what I'm playing.
I legitimately thought that other material was dated and only the wood was off. That's why I'm saying this. It's not me being. This is literally what I thought.
Neil's trying to own his shit there for a minute. I got to give you props there, Neil, for trying to. I was just admonishing you, and you turn right around and show a little integrity. But did you see the way Flint is? That's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about Dan being wrong. Just go Dan being wrong. But Dan's wrong. I don't really why. I'm not, dude. That Gnosticism shit isn't. I don't care about religion. Honestly, I don't give a fuck about people's religions. I've said this a few times in the past, and I'll say it again. My opinion on religion is every now and again we get a spiritual person that fucking has some idea of what's going on a level, kind of how Einstein got physics. You get your Jesus or your Buddha or whatever, and one generation later, it's bastardized. Look at the things that Jesus is said to have taught, and look at the things that Paul said to have taught, and that's all you need for that. Look at the Tao Te Ching, and look at the I Ching. It's fucking one generation or so removed, and it just goes to shit. So anyway, I have no desire to roll in the mud of spiritual thinking because just by the very nature of trying to flesh out the gossamer that is spirituality, you make it ungraspable. I've compared it to making multiple seasons of Stranger Things. You just need the one and it's good. I don't want to look at Nikola Tesla. He's dead and I'd have to go dig him up. You can burst them blowing to 3.0. Fuck, I've never blown to 5 even. Who told you that? My cellmate? He's lying.
So I was wrong.
Yeah, and we're about to go into why this discrepancy existed and why it does not now. But I just want to finish playing what Dan claims here really quickly.
It dates to this period.
No other mortar. It's wood. It's wood ash that they pull out of the mortar. It's wood ash and seed particles that they pulled out of the mortar. It's all 250 to 300 years older when they did the Bayesian modeling in order to make that go away.
That's what I'm saying. You have two options here. Either they use reuse wood. Uh-huh. Or the dating was off, which is what this paper is saying.
But hang on. What you got here is the carbon dating and the written record align in the first dynasty. The carbon dating and the written record align in the second dynasty.
He's wrong there.
No way.
The resolution of high versus low debate for Old and Middle Kingdom Egypt. And so it mentions here
Really?
You actually read this in the thing. Actually, we might have you read it right here.
The third up until the end. And then they veer off and they go off about 300 years and they go back together.
That's not what happened.
That's exactly
he's wrong about this?
He's completely wrong.
This will be interesting to see because by all accounts from what I'm saying, there isn't wrong. So let's see if we actually learn something, boys. I'm not opposed to it. It'll be weird if it comes from Flint, but even Flint, you know, a broken clock's right twice a day.
Completely lying and making this up.
That sounds somewhat legit. Like, I was like, that's true. That's kind of I get why he thinks.
And in fact, if you would, you actually read specifically what refutes this on air. We're going to play
it. Okay,
I'm telling you right now.
Let's see.
That's
exactly what happened.
You're saying that all the carbon dating is older than the pyramids.
I'm saying that the carbon dating, when they did all of the math and stuff in the old days, until they brought in Bayesian modeling, the carbon dating showed a 250 to 300 year older date. Yeah, when they brought in Bayesian modeling and the way that they did the Bayesian modeling, I go through it in detail. They eliminated any date that didn't correspond with the known king and they favored earlier dates than the later dates.
Right.
So okay.
Sorry. I thought I had that clip there. We're going to do it ourselves. A couple things. One, I got something wrong. They date charcoal, not ash. So that's actually, it's just the charcoal. To me, ash includes bits of charcoal, but Dan is actually a geoarchaeologist who understands the difference between ash.
My dear God. Yes, the wood in the king's chamber was older as well, exactly. Jesus Christ, man. These guys are taking forever to get to that. Flint, you didn't do a very good job of preparing, Flint. If you're going to come talk shit about me, Flint, do better in the future. Prepare harder so that I don't have to wait as long listening to you ramble, you fucking numbnut.
Ash and charcoal, so I'm going to take his word on the fact that it's different. Franklin is saying, can we explain? He was lost in this part of the debate, and so this is where we need to get into an explanation. So first of all, let's point out where Dan lied. So I thought I clipped this, but I must have cut it out for the sake of time. You read the abstract for this paper to Matt during the debate. And this abstract for this paper actually proves right away that Dan's narrative is wrong. The unrivaled millennia-long historical chronology of ancient Egypt forms the backbone for archaeological synchronization across the entire Eastern Mediterranean region from 3000 to 1000 BCE. So we're talking about for 2000 years, what we know about Egyptian chronology, it locks in synchronism. So what we mean by synchronisms is we can put in order sort of pottery styles. Like if you go out on the street and you look at cars, you could say that car is older than that one, right? Because you understand the style of them. But all of a sudden, if you're dealing with, say, cars in Japan versus cars in the U.S., you might be a little confused. So you need to have an example of a U.S. car exported to Japan to understand how to line up where they line up those different styles. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we use to date pottery and things like that. We use Egyptian material culture because it has the great kings list and it's well understood. Egyptian cartouches or pottery found on Crete or in Greece or in Italy or in the Near East, it all helps us lock in dates for various pottery. So it's very important to get the dates of Egypt correct. Okay. So, but there's an issue with this. For more than a century, scholars have wrangled over the correct calendar, so the dates of this Egyptian record, with older scenarios being referred to high and younger ones as low chronologies. Offsets between the two can be as great as a century, substantially confusing connections with other civilizations of the time.
Other ones are off by a century or so.
But the one in the third and fourth and fifth dynasty is off by a large fucking margin. No, I haven't seen somebody, Lyndon's video. Sorry, Rick. No, it's off by a fucking mile, dude. It's like, none of the radiocarbon datings exactly line up with a written record. That's a given. But, and the older ones line up less than the more modern ones. But there is a disparity at the end of the third, all the fourth, and the beginning of the fifth dynasty. Now, my prediction at this point, seeing where Flint's going, is he's going to pretend that he's going to ignore all that and just make it look like, well, look, all the older dates were off by some. Therefore, it's like, well, no, they're off by a tiny bit, and then they're off by a wonk, and then they're back. But, of course, he can't have me ever being right. Again, it's his whole shtick. I'm always wrong. I'm a liar. I'm a fucking poser. I don't know anything. And he's friends with one of the guys that wrote that paper. It still doesn't mean that you're not full of shit, Flint. I mean, good God, dude. This is the guy who's trying to diminish the impact of fucking Clovis First. He actually had Dillahay on his channel, and he's trying to use the clips of Dillahay to diminish what Dillahay said in other fucking interviews. It's gross.
Why this paper is not about the pyramids. This paper is about resolving the high versus low debate for old and middle kingdom Egypt. This is a problem that occurs for an entire 2000 year stretch of Egyptian history. Okay. Where the radiocarbon, different scholars, it's not just an issue of radiocarbon dates. It also has to do with the eruption of Santorini, the Thera, where Akrotiri is. It is a lot of stuff. There's also a high and low chronology for Aegean Bronze Age prehistory. So this is like a huge thing that hundreds and thousands of articles have been spilled on these high and low chronologies that relate to, does this cartouche show up with this pottery? Is there an ash layer from the eruption of Thera? What do the radiocarbon dates say? What do the dendrochronology dates say? We're talking really hundreds of articles have been written on this.
It's complex, man. This is not like...
Yeah.
And Dan in that clip literally goes, I know exactly how they dated. I know exactly what their methods were. I know exactly what the data was. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there going, I'm rolling my eyes going, yeah, right.
I said I know exactly how they got rid of the disparity, and I do. Just like I'm pretty certain I predicted what Flint's going to do here to get rid of my position by not focusing on any of the specific dynasties and just saying, well, look, all the old kingdom had a problem, but it's like the difference between owing me $20 and owing me $1,000. I'm not knocking on your door for 20. This is ridiculous. But, you know, of course, Neil acts like I saying that I know everything because, you know, he's got one, what, Dunning-Kruger. It's fucking all the dude says.
So when he's saying that this is only during the reign of Khufu and Khafre that this is a problem, he's lying. This is an issue that is persistent.
That didn't know till right now. And that kind
of... I didn't say it was only during the reign of Khufu and Khafre. I said it starts at the end of the third dynasty and ends at the beginning of the fifth, you fucking chipmunk.
Kind of pisses me off because he kind of got me in that one. He kind of was like, that's a really strong... If that was really true, that it goes like this, oh, it's perfectly, and then, just for Khufu, it's off, and now it's back again. That would have been a strong point, in my opinion. It's like... It's kind of a strong point, but
so,
he's completely wrong, you're saying.
So this paper, by the way, was published just last year, to the day almost. Today's May 27, 2026. This was published May 28, 2025. Brand new paper. It has some of the top chronologists in the Mediterranean on here. Stuart Manning has worked extensively, for example, on the eruption of Akrotiri and Thera. Michael D., he's the one that's done a lot of the radiocarbon dating for the pyramids in Egypt.
Actual scientists, right?
Yeah. Dorian Fuller is an archaeobotanist.
10 versus 10 actual scientists. Who's right? Yeah.
Well, I don't even know why we need to hear the data, right? It's just me versus 10 actual scientists. Who's right? Why? Video's over, guys. Pack it up. We're going home. Fucking
You numbed up little bitch. God, why do you even bother making videos, Neil? You fucking numbnut.
So, like, Laurel Beestock, I dug with her at Abydos. Christian Knobloch teaches at Swansea nearby. He has also digged throughout Egypt on early dynastic stuff. So these people are top scholars in various different things. Some do radiocarbon. Some do geochronology. Some do archaeobotany. Some do pottery. Some do different things. They're working together to try to put together an answer to this big debate of low versus high chronology. So they say here we've settled this debate for two major periods of political unity in ancient Egypt, the Old Kingdom, the Pyramid Age, and the Middle Kingdom. So not just Khufu, this is a larger issue.
Wow.
Second time that he's done that now. He has twisted my position in the minds of his audience to me, Jane, just Khufu's reign is off by a couple hundred years. It's no longer, did I say, the end of the third, all of the fourth, and the beginning of the fifth dynasty. No, now Flint said it twice. I don't think it's a mistake anymore. Now I think it's a deliberate altering of the narrative. This is how you strawman somebody to destroy their credibility. You change what they say, and then you attack it. Tilt at windmills. Tilt at windmills.
So we introduce 48 high-precision radiocarbon dates obtained through rare access to museum collections, as well as freshly excavated samples. So using the
More data equals more precision.
And by combining these new results with legacy radiocarbon data and with text records for reign lengths of kings within a Bayesian statistical framework, we show that the low chronology is no longer empirically supported for the Old and Middle Kingdoms.
That's where I got tripped up, Flint. When I read that, I thought they were saying, we actually carbon dated other stuff other than the wood, and it came back right.
They're combining everything. They're not.
Well, I think Neil just answered why the question that I was asking as to why he doesn't read the papers, because he fucking can't. He's not capable of understanding them. And that's kind of sad, isn't it? Think about all those pearls that Flint threw before the swine by giving Neil all this information that he wasn't capable of understanding. Maybe, my dear God. I'm going to go for another half hour or so, and we're going to call it good at about 5 o'clock my time. Hope you guys enjoyed the sober version of this, or are enjoying the sober version of this. I'll answer a couple of comments here. Why not? What do we got? Gnostic picked the wrong team. Too bad. Yeah, I don't get what his deal is. I know that, like, he kind of aligned himself with David Miano, and he turned into a fucking numbnut after this. I was never like a huge fan of the guy or anything, but this is his knelt to the demagogue. He's a slave of the people of the esoteric. Oh yeah. I don't know anything about, I know plenty about esotericism, and not plenty, but I know enough about it to not be able to not weigh in on it. But all that stuff to me is the search for spirituality or the search for all that stuff. You don't need any of those books. And in my opinion, like, they just get in the fucking way. Like, do you know what's right? And do you know what feels right? And you know what feels wrong? And you know what's good? And you know what's bad? And you've got a basic sense of empathy and stuff. I don't think you need to learn a bunch of spiritual mumbo jumbo in order to figure anything out. And I honestly think that it's probably just going to get between you and getting there. As a matter of fact, from the Dalai Lama to the Catholic priests, these people seem to end up doing some goofy shit with kids and stuff like that. And so call me crazy, but I'm just going to stick to weed and beer and thinking. More weed, please.
I'm admitting right now, for the record, I made a huge mistake with this paper. I thought they were saying, we used to think that because the wood was off, that this was a problem. And then we dated all this other stuff, and we found out it's legit. That's why you can see me kind of tripping up.
So let me go through the history of this, because now this matters as well. So we have the history of this misunderstanding. I showed that chart. This was the first example where we said, hey, something's off. You notice all these lines, the black ones are the radiocarbon dates, and then the shaded ones are the historical dates. They're all off, all the way through the Old Kingdom and Middle Kingdom.
Okay, now look at this. I'm going to leave it on screen. Hope you all can hear me. Look at how there is a point where they seem to line up more or less, and there's a point where they're way the fuck off, all right? Right here in the middle of the map where They just, the carbon dates don't move, and the this little gray line does move. The written record does move, but the carbon dating does not move. That's where there's a fucking disparity. You can see it right there in the record, in the data that he's got on the screen. I'm not making this shit up. He's trying to lie it away in front of his audience.
For over several, for what, 2,500 years, this is what we're looking at right here. So we're talking about a huge, or it's multiple dynasties, 25 dynasties. Sorry, that's what we're looking at here. So there's this huge discrepancy between radiocarbon dates and whatnot. So the first explanation that came out in the 90s when they first started discussing this, why might we be getting just wood dates that are older than our historical dates? Oh, maybe this is old wood. So right. What do we mean by that? Do you understand what we mean by that?
Yeah.
Now, this is the sign of somebody who thinks the public's dumb. Flint, do you think that he thought you were talking about my pecker? Or do you think that he would thought you were talking about old wood in the pyramid being used? It was, this is fucking, what do you think? Do you know what they meant by old wood? Yes, Dan's dick, old wood, hashtag old wood. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you recycle old wood to use as your mortar. So the wood could have been from an older construction site, and it could be 200 years old, and you take you demolition the site, you take the old wood, and you use it for the mortar. That actually makes sense why the people thought that.
And we don't think that's wrong. This happens all the time, where, yeah. You know, especially when you're just burning material for mortar, you don't need quality wood. You just need something to aggregate together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so oftentimes we see old wood. Another reason we might have old wood, by the way, is it's just from the inner part of the tree root, or the tree trunk. So what you can do is if you have a cross section, let's pretend this is a series of tree rings right here, that's growing over 500 years from a really long lived tree. If you date the outer part of the ring, it's going to date 500 years later than the early part of the ring.
And that's, thank you. Thank you, DFB, DBF. I appreciate it. 1.5 maybe better. Okay, thanks, Rocky. I'll see. Yeah, I'm not going to be here a whole lot longer anyway, but yeah, they're 25 minutes. We'll do 1.5. Thanks. This is a great example of not thinking about this stuff. Again, like, imagine you're at the job site and you're building the stuff, and they bring you a tree, and you use some of it for ash, and then you use some of it for making tools. The parts that are getting used for ash are not going to be from the center of that tree. They're going to be from the outside. They're going to be from the branches and the little pieces, the newest part of it. But again, this is like, I mean, hypothetically, it's not wrong. It's just logically speaking, it doesn't really make much sense. All right, let's press the 1.5 button. That's right. I had to do that last time, didn't I? Where's this fucking speed button? Playback speed. Look at me. I use technology, children.
Because that's when that wood grew. Does that make sense? So yeah, another reason we often
talk about old wood. Can we date to when the tree died?
No, you date when the tree grew.
Oh, okay.
You're dating when the tree grew. So the inner dates on the inner part of the tree, that grew when the tree was really young, that's going to date hundreds of years earlier than the dates on the outer part of the tree trunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes, the oldest woods... Yes, tree rings. Thanks, Rice. See, I'm not going to be here very much longer. R.I.P. Dan. Oh, for fuck's sake, homie. What was that? Probably not using cedars of Lebanon as campfire material. Yeah, the bark. They probably used the bark of the cedars and the branches and shit, but they certainly weren't using the fucking full thing. But my point is they didn't have a shortage of wood at that time. It would have been the other way around. They were bringing it in. Now, this was hilarious. Jesus Christ, you really think that trees grow from the center? They don't add. How does dendrochronology work? How come we can tell when a year is bad or when it's good by looking at a tree ring? I mean, this is fucking Christ. Yeah, I get why he wonders why. How did you know all these things? Because he doesn't fucking know anything.
Yeah,
and that's why it's older, because trees are hundreds of years old sometimes.
And so this is a real, yeah, exactly. So this happens all the time that we end up with older dates for radiocarbon due to people either burning old wood or we have the intersection of a tree. So therefore, the dates are, and then the there's another thing that comes in here. And this is, again, before we get into Bayesian modeling and all this bullshit that he's saying is bullshit. And we'll get into why we use Bayesian modeling in a second and why it's a standard procedure. But the last thing that has resulted, did you notice that he says it's 200 years too old? Did you notice that he mentioned that?
Yeah.
So, but the abstract we just read mentioned that the issue is only 100 years off.
Because I read.
Yeah, the abstract of that paper does mention it's only 100 years off. It was talking about what again? All of the old kingdom, Flint, is that right? And you're saying that I was just talking about Khufu, but I was talking about specific dynasties there. See what I fucking predicted as soon as he got started. I knew that this is exactly how he's going to do it. He's not going to address individual dynasties. He's not going to say, oh, it's off by this much, and this much. He's just going to be like, well, you know, he's going to put them all together in one big pot and ignore it. It's fucking typical Flint devilage.
Yeah. So the reason
I paused and said, see, Dan, it's only 100 years. I said that in the debate.
Yeah, you did. And so the reason why this has shrunk before doing any Bayesian modeling, before anything else, is because what we are dating when we date radiocarbon is we're dating the percentage of C14, which is a radioactive isotope, to a stable isotope, C13. So the C14 dissolves away with a half-life of, I forget what it is right this second, but it has a half-life. So every certain unit of time, half of it is present. Then after that unit of time, a quarter of it is present, then an eighth, then a 16th, until we can no longer measure it again, which takes about 50,000 years. So the issue is, though, is that the initial ratio of C14 to C13, that varies based on the atmosphere in the sky. So when we are living in the year 2026, wow, there's a certain ratio of C14 to C13 in the sky. We breathe it in. That's in our bones. When our bones stop forming, that gets locked in, and then it dissolves at a half ratio. But the problem is the atmosphere is constantly changing. This has been
This is very complex. You can't, you're not going to get standard testing on these things. They're going to change depending on what time we're in. And is it maybe place too? Location is probably a factor.
Less so location, though. There are issues with being underwater. There's called the water reservoir and stuff like that. So there are issues with location, meaning microlocation, but it's the atmosphere that's contributing to this organic material. And so what we have is what's called a calibration curve. Let me see if I can pull up an example of this, since we're really getting into depth. I didn't actually expect to get into too much depth, but
this is I'm learning here. This is huge. Which
so
I knew.
So these calibration curves here, I got a great example from OxCal. Sorry, I got to get stuff on my screen now. So here we go. This is the calibration curve, this blue thing. This is the ratio of C14 to C13, in a sense, at different periods of time.
And now this is really important stuff, too, to be honest with you. When you're looking at this, you can't, I won't deny, or just because I think that Flint's, as smart as my toe jam, I'm not going to deny that he's got a point here, that it does definitely matter how much, radiocarbon was being taken in at this different points. What plays a bigger part, honestly, Knox, what plays a bigger part than location as far as them building that curve that they just showed us is debates surrounding the record at the time. When somebody is saying that this might be a few hundred years earlier, then all of your records could be a few hundred years earlier and those. In that regard, that's where honestly dendrochronology is kind of king shit of Turd Island to me, is that you start breaking out tree ring dating and it gets pretty difficult to kick the tires on that very hard. If you've got a straight line going back of overlapping tree rings going back thousands of years, you can pretty definitively say when something was made. But yeah, 757 has a great question. How does Flint Dibble, the seed scientist, have no updated current insights on the Rapa Nui dendrochronology research? This is a great question. It's just funny, man. These guys. But yes, this is important. Do pay attention to this. This does matter.
And so notice how sometimes it's flat. That's what's called a radiocarbon plateau. So there's certain periods of time where, because the ratio of C14 to C13 is diminishing in the atmosphere, just as it would at the same rate that it would be diminishing when, say, an organism dies and it's at its half-life. That means if you have a date, I have this problem for 600 BC. If you have a date for something like 600 BC or a date from 800 BC, you cannot tell the difference. It's one of these plateaus. It's called the Hallstatt plateau. There's a bunch of different plateaus where you cannot really get very
stable for that period. Is that what you're saying?
It's not that the climate is stable. It's that the ratio of C14 to C13 isotopes in the atmosphere is changing at a similar rate to the radiocarbon half-life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I hope that makes sense.
No, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Radiocarbon C14, it decays at a known rate. If the atmosphere is just coincidentally changing at that similar rate, the same ratio, all of a sudden you can't get very accurate dates.
Right.
So we are constantly updating this radiocarbon calibration curve, which tells us what the atmosphere was like at different centuries and millennia in the past, so that we can then accurately date this stuff. So how would you go about updating a calibration curve? Any thoughts?
Factoring in the rate of the CO2. Right.
Yeah. Well, so you're thinking about the rate of radiocarbon, but what you can take is really well-known dated things.
And this is just what I was just saying. You can get into what I just get through saying. You can screw up the dating on this stuff because you have debates, you can screw up the making of that little curve. If you have a debate about when something was, if you take well-known dated things. And you have to understand, this is where a lot of the pushback comes in ancient Egypt, is that this, you know, the carbon dating, the written records there, the timeline of ancient Egypt is considered so well-known and so robust that you can't really, like, this is where they test, one of the places they tested radiocarbon dating at the very beginning. It's because of how archaeology began. Archaeology started out as a bunch of collectors of antiquities trying to catalog their goods. And where do people collect antiquities hotter and heavier than ancient Egypt? Dan, you need to pause it when Flint drinks. I need to know what beer to avoid. I'm sure whatever it is, it's a craft IPA made very locally, probably by somebody he knows. And yeah, I could make some stupid ass joke, but yeah, it's terrible. Now, C14 goes back 50,000 years, Drew. It starts getting inaccurate around 35,000 years, from my understanding. Like, not inaccurate, but like considerably less accurate. But and it also has to do with like what Flint's saying about the about it. If it's in water, you can like things change. Just if it's moist, things can change. And so there's a lot of things that does change about it. So it's not the be all end all. Of course, it's not the be all end all, but it is in certain situations, it's the best that we've got. And in a case like with ancient Egypt, where you'll see me really push hard on this. On just that couple hundred year disparity, a lot of people might scratch their head and be like, why do you even care that much? The thing is, if you've got a couple hundred years missing, that's where there's a missing timeline, for example, like I've made a video about recently about a missing dynasty. I mean, there is a ruler in the third dynasty, right? The Snefru's dad, Snefru that built the three pyramids, his dad is basically a no-named ruler. He was I forget the name, but his name meant erased, right? It means that it was deleted from the record. So, you know, I'm of the opinion Snefru built three pyramids, or didn't build three pyramids. I'm of the opinion that he stole the credit for at least two, possibly all three. And so to me, it seems the carbon dating is part of that. And if you just try to rub that away with mathematical formula and stuff, instead of actually like addressing the data head on, well, it, to me, again, that's creationism type of stuff. Now, if you dig in and you really kick the tires on it in all directions and it comes up a certain way, that's one thing. But the way they, you know, Bayesian modeling, it's complicated, but the way that it's done, basically they take what they call prior information and they keep trying to modify it. In a perfect world, they try to modify it forever. But they keep trying to modify it, and they keep revisiting it with knowns and unknowns, and they try to take the different data that they input into the equation and prioritize it. And that's where the problem is, when you take and prioritize the later dates of the Bayesian modeling for the Giza Plateau, you're going to get the newer dates. And so you're going to get rid of the disparity that exists that we saw on the graph. I mean, that Flint was pointing right at. It's really funny that they're like, oh, there's, you know, there's nothing there. There's no disparity there. It's like, it's right there. There's disparities all over the place. None of it's perfect, but there is a bubble. There is a serious problem. But anyway, no, I have not seen the ethical skeptics' interpretation of the scaping stone. Sorry.
So, like, you can do a date not just on a piece of wood, but on a specific tree ring in a piece of tree trunk. And you know the date of that tree ring because okay. You can count it using dendrochronology. And by doing that, since you know what it really should be, this tree ring has to date based on dendrochronology.
I won't argue with that.
I don't know, 1500 BCE exactly. Well, then we can see what the radiocarbon date is, and now we can update our calibration curve.
Wait, so there's ways to know based on the tree rings, you can know for sure how old the tree is before we even carbon date it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. In fact, that's how they tested radiocarbon.
You can just use that as your testing.
Because you can take a redwood that we know has been, and just count back its rings. So we know it was cut down in 1996.
And if your carbon dating's off, there's
that redwood was that redwood started growing 2,000 years earlier, and then we can do radiocarbon dates on each of those tree rings, in a sense.
Makes sense. And so
then the other.
Man, I feel, yeah, bro. He's like, I feel like, exactly, Nick. What an idiot. I feel like being an asshole some more. I mean, God, dude, Neil, you had zero chance watching this. You had 0% chance in this discussion with me in this debate. There was no fucking way you were going to beat me. And this isn't something, one little thing you don't know, okay? When you talk about ancient history, to not know this is fucking as huge as not knowing what carbon dating is. Again, what was I just saying before Flint went off on it? Dendrochronology is the king of that shit because you can fucking line it up. Well, we can know when a tree was cut down. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Did you even, yeah, what's a tree? Did you, bro. It's going to be next weekend before I dig into these again. I got another 10 minutes and I think we'll just chat with the chat a little bit for the next 10 minutes because that's heavy, man. This hurts my head. This is honestly, and it'll give us a good spot to jump into next time. We'll come right in talking about the radiocarbon dating, which I do enjoy talking about. This is like, I mean, dude, this is fucking insane. How do you not know the tree ring dating is like, this is how when they debate about things, this is how they put shit to bed. So in this regards, there is a lot going on. It's also very important to note that if you are trying to, like, how do you put it? Like, I was trying to figure out where Neil's coming from. How, why is he doing this? Okay. Why is he coming in and talking all this shit? And like I said, he went to the David Miano School of Gayness and fucking weaponized autism and fucking history. And he came out with just this dumb shit fucking view on things. And apparently, he's not a tree science guy, right? So apparently, David Miano's class doesn't teach a whole lot of things. Or apparently, like, man, this is basic bitch shit. This is a basic bitch shit, okay? And, you know, there's things that I don't know that I should know, right? You can pick on me about the Mir Papyrus, as he's done. But this is the kind of thing, it's like, this is basic archaeology. This is basic history. This is the kind of stuff, grade school education. Dude, my son's 17. He hates archaeology. He hates everything that I talk about on my YouTube channel. He's like any teenager. He thinks his dad is stupid. And he knows that fucking they use tree rings to date things because they made him learn about it in like eighth grade. And this is like basic stuff. What do I get to? Yeah, I've heard about the Stradivarius violins being in like hard water and stuff, but yeah, it's who knows for sure. It's like, there's a lot of theories from what I've seen. They don't teach them shit in graduate. Yeah, dude, no kidding. Dude, pseudo debunker. That's exactly it. Neil didn't debunk. How can he debunk anything to do with science when he doesn't know the basics? See, it's one thing to not understand some things. It's another thing to not understand even how we get to where we're going. It's like you didn't understand the paper that you read, Neil. You didn't understand what, you know, you don't know the basics of this stuff. You would benefit from reading a textbook that was like for a junior high student on archaeology. And that's not a lie. That's dead fucking serious. Dan's Nest channel, D Dunking. Oh, thank you so much, Zanafia. Man, I'm good at pronouncing pseudo debunker. I'm so good. Well, yeah, dude. Thank you, Judas. Yeah, this is. Yeah, my son did. At least I'm almost positive I saw him writing about that a few years ago. It was before I started the channel because it gave me a chance to start yodeling at him about it. But yeah, it's funny how this is where. It's not a surprise that Neil defaults to the experts. This is some complicated stuff, man. You heard him tell Flint that. But so they have to look at what different written records, and they have to look at astronomy, and then they have to look at like what different people, the dendrochronology, and then what different pottery they use and different style of dress and of weaponry and of different writing styles. And they put all this stuff together and then they figure out, that's called fucking history. That's how this is done. It's crazy, man. I didn't see his last one. I didn't watch more than a couple of minutes of it. Pseudo debunker. I'm so going to use that. Yeah, I didn't come up with it, but it's definitely worth using. It's horrible, man. It's funny, but it's horrible. I don't really understand why somebody would go there, but yeah, Max Headroom is awesome. Thanks. Yeah, these were the old. back when you bought Coca-Cola in the 80s in a grocery store, you would have those little displays, and sometimes they would have these on them. I ended up with some like 10 years ago or so. Max Headroom is awesome. It's still one of the most underrated TV shows of all time. It's crazy. I like, if you haven't watched it, I've probably gone off if I haven't gone off on it before, you'd love to hear about it. Trust me. Like, if you heard about that fruit fly that they did not too long ago, it's the same kind of thing. They just take this brain without shoving it into the thing. Is there any way to debunk something? They showed a dude's brain into a computer. Sorry, I was reading the chat. Is there any way to debunk Dribble without playing his clips? Now, I don't have a way to do it. Sorry. Yeah, Max Headroom t-shirt. Fuck yeah, Max Headroom is awesome. New Coke. Yes, it was New Coke. Yeah, Matt Frewer could be Jim Carrey's dad. But yeah, dude, the dendrochronology thing was hilarious. I feel bad like picking and making fun of it, but Jesus Christ, dude, you can't do that sort of thing. You can, but it's like if I went into a UFC fight and I was like, what's grappling? Okay, you're gonna get your clock cleaned if you're gonna fucking come in. I am working on a book, so it will be out. But yeah, if you're going to get your clock cleaned, if you think you're going to come in and like argue with people about this stuff and you don't know the basics, dude, it's just fucking, you don't know dendrochronology is, dude. Stick to your fucking esotericism, dude, because you ain't going to fucking, when it comes to hard data and real world shit, dude, you have got a lot of reading to do, buddy. Whole lots of reading to do. Extensive new age karma sites. Yeah. Get shit on. All right, well, I'll give you one more minute, guys, to say anything crazy. Tell me that you hate me or give me your mom's phone number, and then I'm going to go ahead and call it a day. Thank you so much. I am working on a video where my research right now is pretty heavily into the Osiris shaft and into Khufu's body in general, just if we know anything about it. Does Dan smoke weed? No, I do never, ever, ever. Okay, Zahi, you're not calling me Zahi, are you? Love you guys too. I really appreciate it. You guys. This is, you guys are awesome. No, you meant karma. I know you did. All right, thanks so much, everyone. I really appreciate it. I will see you next week. I'm sure that I will be all over the place. I've got shorts and stuff and a long video coming hopefully next weekend, and we'll talk about this some more too. Take care. And stream. Yours.